try to follow this kirtan of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bimala Vaishnave. Here he has told Bimala Vaishnave. Not all Vaishnava. Anna Vilasita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhyana Vritam Ankulen Krishna Anusilanam. In the extent, these are pure Vaishnava. He is telling direct that. There are some Vaishnava, but only by name, not by their movement and heart. So Bimala Vaishnava, Rati Upajibe, Rati. This is association, high class of association. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all the symptoms of pure Vaishnava in this Sankirtan. So I like this kirtan very well. So you must try to follow. And then your life will be successful. Oh.
Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namo Krishnaya Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Thank you.
Declared our plan for Navdeep Preaching Center tomorrow. Yesterday I told about this. For this, what name of Prabhu?
Tamal Krishna.
Amal Krishna.
Tamal Krishna.
Tamal Krishna Prabhu. He made a request that if he will give $5, he will in return he will give me $100 for our project. Oh, then very good. So I'm giving him. But I want only that this should be changed into $100, not other. You know.
In front of all, he'll take from Gurudev's hand.
He's a doctor. He's a physician.
Magician.
He's a magician. He's an astrologer.
And singer.
And singer and oh, expert in all.
Dancer. Dancer.
Dancer, dancer also.
Dancer.
Ever since Bhakti Sahib Maharaj and Bhakti
Maharaj. Like this. Oh, turn like this in front. That no. All
so you're face to others.
Yes.
Anyway, that was something completely different. Are we having more fun than a devotee's allowed to have?
Yes!
I know we're having more fun than a human being's allowed to have. Isn't this the greatest show on earth?
Hari Krishna!
What on earth are we doing, for heaven's sake? You know, I've been very fortunate ever since Bhakti Narendra Maharaj and Bhakti Sahib Maharaj appeared on my doorstep. Not only have they got me deeper into Bhakti, but they've got me deep into trouble. And if I don't pull off this incredible mystic magic trick, my spiritual life is stuffed. I mean, in big trouble. Who is in Badger?
Good.
Does that mean I can tell the same jokes?
No,
different jokes. Anyway, Bhakti Sahib, Bhakti Rani Maharaj and I, we travel together, we stay in the same room together. I'm not going to say we sleep together, but we have a strange and unique relationship. They're unique and I'm strange. And Guru Davis instructed me to perform an incredible magic trick where I hopefully can change some money into a little bit more money. If I can pull this trick off, I ask all of you to pledge at least $5, which perhaps will be going around later.
Euros.
If I... Oh, euros, which currency would you like to change into, by the way?
Pounds is best. Pounds is best.
Hold on. No, not euro.
Euros is euro.
Five euro.
Now, I happen to have my mother's picture here.
You have five... Euro.
So, not good enough.
It's the Queen. It's the Queen.
British.
The Queen of England.
Australian dollar, and it still has my mother's picture on it. But I won't use it because mother doesn't give me much money. That's
but
much
I want to be.
He wants
so Guru Dave, can you please give me some money?
All right.
Who's ever asked Guru Dave?
Because you may have done something.
Huh? He doesn't trust that other bill.
Well, I don't trust that one. That's Australian. Can you please give me $5 for a day? Thank you very much. It says here on the back, in God we trust. And down the bottom it says, everybody else, cash. I need someone to hold this for me, please. Now we take $5. Can you all see that? Someone actually said last time that I performed this incredible mystic trick that Guru Dev and I were in cahoots and something was happening to the note, but I can assure you that it's just a $5 note. I mean, don't trust me. You know, I was born with nothing and I've still got most of it. And I worked my way up from nothing to my present state of extreme poverty. The older you get, the better you used to be. You're only as old as you think you were. You know what I mean? Do I have a drummer? Do I have a drummer? Okay, the trick coming up with a little roll. Now, watch this very carefully. I can only do it as fast as I can do it. Very slowly with your eyes. Don't forget the hand as fast as the eye. I always do off the cuff magic. That's why I always wear short sleeve shirts. The hands don't leave the arms at any time. There's nothing else in the hands. You can see. I'll be told at once. We fold it twice, would I? I'll tell you. We fold it again. And one more, just for luck. And hopefully, please, a bit of your mystic. Would you like a euro? Euro will do. Euro.
I don't believe. I gave him $5. I want $100, not $100.
This is worth more.
I don't want work and value. I want only my note.
$100 is more than $100.
Yeah, it's worth more.
You are not understanding my view. He has prepared from before to give this. Understand? He was prepared to give this, but I want only that dollar. He cannot do. Can you?
We change that?
You want to change that back to $100 US?
Yes.
Okay.
But don't keep.
But this is Eurozone.
I'm going to get mother's permission.
But where is my $500?
Oh, you want the $5 back?
Oh, yeah. And, now you are cheated. I'm also an astrologer and a magician.
You are?
Magician and magicians are brothers, so you are.
I'm your doctor and you call me a magician, but actually I'm just a cheap trickster carrying around a bag of medicine. You are the magician. You are the doctor. You perform surgery with your love on our hard hearts, make our hard hearts disappear and reveal the soft center.
So much thank you. Very qualified. Very good. Very good qualification. Agyanatimirandharsya Jnananjanashalakaya Chaturunumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. Yam prabrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataryaya utreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tam sarvabhutaridhajam munimanudhusmi tvaivasmi najivami tvayavina iti vigyaye radhi Tangnayamam Charanam. We are, Srila Sanatana Goswami is glorifying the glory of satsanga. And up till now we are explaining all these things, slokas. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and Brahma Sanghita here, there, authentic books. And he is telling. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj is telling, Aho nijanma akhilam janma shobhanam kim janma bhi aparai yamushmin na jadrishi kesah kritatmanang mahatmanangva rachura samagamah. Bharat is telling to Rahukana, King Rahukana, O Brahman, this human birth is superior than any one of the births of 84 lakhs of yonis. Manushya, this human birth. Because Akhil Janme Shobha, the beauty, the glory of all Janma, Manushya Janmai Bhagavad Bhakti we can do. We can practice Bhakti Yoga only in
human beings,
not in animals, even demigods. I know that Western countries are heaven and they have all kinds of heavenly
facilities
and happiness of the life. They have. And that is why it is not favorable for bhakti. So we have come to reduce your all facilities, Western facilities. No? That in this human life, you should come to, demigods should come to India. You are now all are India in Vrindavan. No? Or Navdeep. So come with me, reduce all your, anyhow maintain your life. And Bhagavat Bhakti should come in you. You should practice Bhakti Yoga. You know that the ladies are like Maya. And Western countries, ladies very beautiful, extreme beautiful. They can attract anyone, demigods also. So he is telling, but all suit, but ladies and male, both should practice bhakti yoga. If you are practicing bhakti yoga, when you are like Indian, like Vrindavan Vasi, then no need of heavenly plan. Even Brahma Janma, nothing is needed there. Indra, Varun, Kuber, Jam, and others. For them, bhakti is so rare. But for you, it becomes so cheap. Bahut sasti ho gayi hai, man. Cheap?
Very cheap.
Very cheap.
Inexpensive.
We are distributing. Swamiji distributed everywhere. Free of cost. M2, free of cost. And what I am getting pranami is for you only. For general people, not for us. Why? In Swargalok, heavenly planet, satsang is very rare. Because they don't go there in heavenly planet. They come to in this world in Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannathpuri, in Tirtha. Why? Because they will again purify the all the things by the bhakti of Krishna. So the Mahat, how they are Mahat Sangha? What is the symptom of that Mahat Purush? So that you can be Mahat Purush. So you should know these symptoms and try to bring all these symptoms to purify you and become a Mahat Purush. When bhakti comes in any heart, he becomes Mahat. But Mahat, Mahatar, Mahashta, and so many stages are according to purification of heart. Rishikesha, always the glory of Rishikesh, Krishna, always in their heart. Always. Whether they are telling, expressing or not, but their heart is full of the glory of Rishikesh, Krishna. They have surrendered themselves totally in the Sankirtan of Krishna glory. Jasomati Nandana Braja Varanagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Paranathana Madana Manohara Amalaharinam Amiya Vilasa Vipina Purandara Navina Nagara. Oh, this what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing. All coming from his heart, the glory of Krishna. From boyhood to all. So all Vaishnava, weeping bitterly, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna, and their heart is full of glory of Krishna. Vibhavari sesayaloka pravesh nidra chadi utha jiva bolo hari hari mukunda murari Ramakrishna haya griva. Oh, very, all the pastimes of Krishna are there. So you should know, very powerful these are. So Mahat Purush always like this, always glorifying the Kirtan, by Kirtan, oh, the glory of Krishna. So in heaven, heavenly planet, the Mahat Purush like that, they don't go there. What is there? Indra is always sinking in the ocean of lust and sense gratification. All demigods. They have no time to do bhakti. Anytime they can meet with Vamandev and pray for their kingdom which is lost in the hands of Daitya. Demon. And that is why Prahlad Maharaj has told, Naisha matistavada uru kramangrim ispasatyanarthapagamo jadartha mahiyasang padarajo visekam niskinchananang nabinita javar. What is the meaning, Aranya Maharaj?
Om Gaurav Nanda Sakha Nanda Rasalaka Chakshurmritam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. In this verse, Sri Prahlad Maharaj is explaining Naisammatis Tava Puru Kramangrim Spreshyantinata Pagamayadata Mahishans Padadadobishekam Nishkinchananam Na Vrinita Javat. The living entities in this world, they are covered with anartha, unwanted desires, ignorance, offenses, weakness of heart, the thirst for temporary things. These are all types of anartha. And whatever they do to try to become free from these anartha, it will fail. But if a person, they're trying to become free from anartha, but as long as they don't immerse themselves completely, that means padarajogishekam, completely take a bath from head to toe in the foot dust of Mahat, a pure devotee, who is niskinchan, who has no property at all. Nothing belongs to him of this world. He thinks everything belongs to Krishna, but he has one property, the lotus feet of Krishna. So as long as a person does not completely bathe themselves in the foot dust of such a distinction, Vaishnav, such a Mahat, until that time, all the anatta, unwanted desires and ignorance in the heart, it will not disappear, it will not go away. But if someone, they will do unconditional surrender, Sharanagati, at the lotus feet of such a person, and surrendering themselves, giving up all independence, and praying that some drop of the transcendental mood of that person will come in their heart, then, only then, will the anatta, ignorance, misidentification, and all types of weakness be vanquished forever, and then they will attain pure bhakti.
So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, that Aranya Maharaj told you. What is the meaning? The persons, the people, whose antakaran, heart is full of sense gratification, lust and all other things, they cannot know, realize Vishnu. Vishnu means Krishna. Never. Because they, Vairartha Manini, they think
external things are
valuable. External things are the
valuable.
They think the position, the wealth, reputation, and worldly things, wife, husband, brother, sister, and all. They are the aim of our life. They don't think that bhakti is the life, our aim and object of the life. And that is why being a human life person, being in human life, even their life is not successful. They only want to collect money, wealth, reputation, position and all these things. And they do sense gratification. But Sanatana Goswami is telling and Srimad Bhagavat and all our epics are telling, or Guru Parampara is telling, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that, you see, I was newly married. My mother was old. No one was to look after my wife and my mother too. But he became so cruel and left in a moment and never returned to his home. You can see the life sketch of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. What he did? He left Miss Universe. No? Wealth so much, he was like a king. And father, mother, everything, and his country also, he left and he went to Puri. And what did there? How he maintained himself? Like a street beggar. And even street beggar he left. And he used to collect some prasad, which was left by cows even, rotten for so many 7 days. And he used to wash and to give some salt and to take it. Mahaprabhu became very happy. He left his all positions and wealth and money and everything, wealth. And he now is state beggar, more than that. And he gave him his whole mercy to him. This is the way that we can have bhakti. Otherwise, this human life is not successful. We cannot imagine even the real position of bhakti. Bhakti is our life. Without soul or without our bhakti, soul cannot be alive. So we can, our body can live without bhakti, anyhow like demons and animals. But soul cannot. Soul is part and parcel of Supreme Lord. And for that is why we have forget and we are now here in this world. Mukunda, you know, who went in heaven to help demigods war with demons, and he defeated them. And then they told it, Mukunda, oh, we want that you should have any boon. He told that, can you give mukti and bhakti? I cannot. Then what is my age? Just only 24 minutes. Then he told that at once you should take me to India in Brajmandal, near Brajmandal. And he was brought. And the moment he meditated Krishna, and at once Krishna came there by trick and he gave bhakti. Then Mukunda began to pray like this. Bhavap Bargo Brahmato Jada Bhavetas Bhavet Janatsya Tarhi Chut Satsamagama Satsangamo Jarhi Tadaiva Sadgatau Paravareshe Tvaijayate Rati Bhavap Bargo Brahmato Jada Bhavet Janatsya Satsangamo Jarhi Tadaiva Sadgatau Paravareshe Tvaijayate Rati. O Achyuta, you never become chut. You never
fallible.
Never fail. When anyone's coming and going, endless pain of life and birth, now to his end, then sadhu sang we can have. What is the meaning? What? You should tell the meaning.
This verse is telling that when a living entity who has come into this human form of life, gotten this golden opportunity, and in the human form of life, he receives the association of the Mahat Sangha, then this is a symptom that in very, very soon now, his sojourn within the material world, lifetime after lifetime, it is now going to be finished very soon.
Yeah. Is it any? By sadhu sangha, endless pain of life and birth and death, it just stopped. This is not so much. This is not sufficient. Not important. Oh, it comes automatically. Because when association is done, takhan para vareshe, para, or eng avar, karja karne niyanta, karja,
with the controller of cause and action,
karne niyanta, para brahme, krishne, or bolte arvachin jiv sakal, और ईश्वर ब्रह्मा आदि देव गणों, इवन इन गौर अवतार प्रियतम भावेन है पूजनी अंग भक्त सकलेर एकमात्र गति अपना चरणे रति देन रूप सनातन एंड अदर्स एंड कृष्ण अवतार सो मेनी I have doubt some that how Bhishma is counted within 12 Mahajan. No? But how he is? Bhishma Pitama is one of the Vasu, 18th Vasu perhaps. And he is son of Mother Ganga. And you know, he left kingdom and he rejected the position of king. Why? Because his bhakti was stopped. It was not favorable for him. And that is why he said. Her mother, Ganga Devi, Satyavati, Santanu, Maharaj, all bhakta, and from beginning he knew all kinds of Jab Brahma Rudra Sukanarada Bhishma Mukhai Bhishma. Bhishma Mukhai. Mukhai. He is among Narada. Sukas. Jab Brahma Sukanarada Bhishma Mukhai Alakshitona Sahasa Purusasya Tasya Sadhya Basi Karana Churnaman Ananta Shakti Tangaradhika Charanam Renu Manusmara. So, his high class of bhakti. He never took the position of king. He never associated with any bad persons. He knew that there are two things. One fate and another karma. We have come to this world only to our bad activities. Our activities makes bhagya. Bhagya is nothing. Bhagya.
Fortune.
What is fortune? Previous karmas. So Krishna has arranged everything according to you, what we have done in past, but for not bhakti. This rule is not governed, applicable in bhakti, but other worldly areas it covers. Understand? So we can make our bhagya. We can change our fortune. By what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Jagai Madhai, Valmiki, were so much nishthur, cruel hearted, but everything was changed by him. So only this is the process, not any other process. One kirtan. अरे वो श्लोक तक कोथा है गया लो वो श्लोक
कौन था
गोवर्धनेर
अच्छा दिन
गोवर्धनेर वो
हाँ हाँ बुझे छी दिन
पार करेंगे लम देखी
यत सेवया भगवता कूटस्तस्या मधुदृशा रतिरसो भवत्रीवा निपालियो व्यासनंदना
परहेप्स आई हैव लेफ्ट
यस It was earlier. In Vajra you told, so it was at close to the beginning of the purport. But the beginning you went through quickly to continue.
Perhaps the most beginning.
It's
an explanatory.
আর নাম তো একসাথে নামে অ্যানাউন্স করতে হবে অনেক আগে
Oh,
Battle of Great Mahabharat. Bhisham Pitamah was fighting. And Krishna has promised that I will not take any weapon. And I will not fight for Pandavas. But Bhisham Pitamah, he promised that you will have to take weapon. Otherwise, all Pandavas will be killed. And he has done a vow that you must have. And Krishna has promised that I will not have any weapon. But battle was so fierce. Oh, very fierce. Fierce. Okay?
Fierce.
Furious.
Fierce.
Also furious.
That Krishna took the chakra. He took any
wheel of a chariot.
Chariot. And he aimed. And then all goddess began to, oh, don't do. Excuse. And Bhisham Pitamah holding hand and he was telling, oh Prabhu, he prayed so many
prayers,
but one slok is like that. I'm aiming so many
arrows,
and it goes to your body, and a scratch, and new, like blood coming, not coming.
About to come.
What?
About to
come.
Scratch.
A scratch is there, as if blood is coming, or it is like any most beloved kissing Krishna, and Krishna is want to touch her, and Krishna by gopis by their nails scratch the body of Krishna. So this is like that. How he knew all these things? The relation between gopis and Krishna. So he is Mahajan, Mahapurush. That is why he is Mahapurush. He remembers all the sweet pastimes. He knows all. How knew? By Narada and by others. He knows everything, top to bottom. You know, Vidur also telling, Jat seva bhagavatah, kuthastasya madhuddisha, ratiraso bhavet tibra padeyo vyasanardibhi. What Vidur? Vidur, you know? He was Paramhakta. Vichitravij had three sons. Pandu, Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidur. Dhritarashtra was blind from
birth
by transcendental eyes also and these eyes also, both. Pandu was very strong warrior.
Yes,
warrior. Bhishma Pitama told worldly things to Dhritarashtra, instructions, niti, kutniti and all this,
diplomacy.
And Pandu, he gave all kinds of his
archery
and knowledge. And to Vidur, all kinds of Bhagavad transcendental knowledge he gave. So these three are his disciples. Among them, Vidur was Paramabhakta. Always remembering Krishna. So Vidur, what is telling you? There is a Vidur Niti. There is a Chanakya Niti. There is a Brihaspati Niti. And there is a Shukra Niti. And other is
Brihaspati Niti.
No. Brihaspati to hoyega. Chanakya Niti.
Vidur Niti.
Vidur Niti in the last. Chanakya Niti, Brihaspati, Shukra Niti, and then Vidur Niti. Vidur Niti means Bhakti Niti. So he is telling to whom he is telling? Hey Mune, kaake bolish?
Charvak niti.
Charvak niti. Oita aage bolnam to. Fir bole. Charvak niti bolin. Chanakya niti. Charvak niti vishesh prasiddha na. Chanakya niti tai prasiddha. Oita hoche charvake refine. Do tit for tat. Is Chanakya niti. Brihaspati niti. Oh, don't do bad for any reaction coming. Don't do. Vidur Niti is Bhakti Niti. Shukra Niti, always helpful and favorable for demons, not for demigods. And Vidur Niti is for all, common to all, those who want happiness in this world. O Mune, if anyone is serving the lotus feet of a Vaishnava like you, Mahatpurush like you, then the Krishna which is unknown to all, Sarpakal Vyapi, he is not known to all, only to Bhakta. Mukunde Vyasanapahari Ratiras. That endless pain of birth and death goes away very quickly. And Ratiras, Rati in Krishna lotus feet comes automatically. If anyone will associate a Vaishnava like you, very soon his all worldly pain and suffering will go away. Even the endless pain of birth and death will go away. And Rati in Ras, Ras means dancing with Krishna like gopis, will come. Understand how high thing? So Vidur is telling like that. So first comes what? First bhakti comes. And by the influence, all kinds of suffering and pain and other things goes away. First comes night or day.
Day. Absence of day is night.
Absence of day
is night or darkness.
Sun is called
day.
Night or darkness. Darkness is nothing. Only sun is the main thing. So bhakti is main thing. If there is no bhakti, it is darkness, that is, it is what? Ajnanata?
Ignorance.
Ignorance and all this. So all kinds of sufferings and pain come. So first, if you are practicing bhakti yoga, and bhakti yoga will come, then automatically all will go away. So have a strong faith on this. Athva kutastha visheshansi kut. Kutastha, a visheshansi kut. Kut mane annakut. Annakut vikhyat Govardhan Singhe. On the top of Govardhan, Annakut was festival was done. And what that avasthani kari Krishna ke bujayate. Ataya kutasthaman Krishna. Who Krishna? At the time of Annakut, who became Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan, or himself he went on that. That Krishna is kutastha. Rati raso bhave. That thing. Atayo sei Govardhan Singhe, Virajit Bhagavan Krishner Madhusudan, Krishner Charana Jugale Tibra Rati Ras Habe. What? Krishna who is in Annakuta on the top of Govardhan, he is Kutastha. So Rati Rash Bhavet means Rati will be in the lotus feet of Krishna for what? To dance in Rash. It will automatically come by Mahatsang only, not other. Alone you cannot do. Your practice will not do anything. Don't sleep anyone. Sleeping coming? Krishna Das. Eta tan diye de to uthe de sokal ke dariye. Mike, Mike. Eta uthe de sokal ke to bas bhalo karna chahiye. ठीक है हमारे स्टेज से सोई गली में
हरि की जय जय श्री राधे श्री राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय Thank you.
Rati raso bhavet tibra. Also the meaning is hidden. That in the rasasthali, all gopi were tired. Sweat coming, sweating. And then Krishna by his pitambar, he...
Removing their sweat.
Removing. Wiping away.
Washing away.
Wiping.
And, oh, you are tired? And he began to massage Gopi's feet. So how